Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That feeling when you think you're stepping on a bunch of leaves, but there's surprise dog poop underneath.
Ew. That feeling when your brain hurts 2 episodes into the new Sex and the City reboot from excessive eye rolling.
At least they aren't Logan Roy's children. As Luann de Lesseps once said, money can't buy you class.
Never heard of her. Our institutions are failing, Sarah. An asteroid is heading toward our planet, and the cost of living is skyrocketing. But can we just talk about my new flannel sheets?
Sure. Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just...
Episode 127, Sarah. It's Have Such a Good Day, a.k.a. Cheap Therapy. Welcome to the show, y'all.
Yes. We are not licensed. We will try to heal you all. We'll
for the low cost of $1 a month.
Yeah, I mean, what could be better? Oh, man.
Sarah, we are chugging along here on Have Such a Good Day, aren't we?
We are. We are. I feel like a broken record when I say it's been a year.
Yeah.
But it really has. And, you know, here we are halfway through December, and it's just bizarre to me. I mean, sometimes I just sort of sit there and go like, okay, it's 2022 soon, and I feel like my entire life is like a waiting game, but what am I waiting for?
It's like the year of surreal vibes, you know? It's just, it really is. And you know, I want to mention something. I hope we're not bringing you down with all of our life, shit storms, because, you know, that's not really our
life, you know, happens, you know?
Life does happen. It's fun to talk about. And we're not, you know, our heads aren't in our hands crying all day. Don't worry. We have a lot of wonderful moments, and we're happy folk at the end of the day. And we try not to let life get us down. And never forget, we are in this together.
You know what? I don't know why this just came to my mind, but when you said at the end of the day, like at the end of the day as an expression, it makes perfect sense to me. You know, it's like, all right, day's over. How do we feel?
Sure.
You know which one doesn't?
What?
When all is said and done. It's always bothered me where I'm like, when all is said and done,
like like everything, like that. Yeah. Like that seems so all encompassing. It doesn't. Yeah.
Because they kind of work, you know, they work in tandem. Same idea.
They do.
But that one is always what time of day is it? Have we had lunch?
Well, that's
we've
so
said
grandiose
all the things
too. It's like you're saying everything you could ever imagine saying ever
has been
done.
Said
but
and
but
done
like, at the end of the day it's like much more manageable. I don't know.
It's,
yeah,
it's like I can relate. I can relate to the end of the day. God,
how is everybody doing out there?
Yeah,
are you guys ready to have some fun?
I'm ready to have some fun. My life hasn't been super fun as of late, not because there haven't been great things that have happened, but yeah, it's just
I
been
say fun is really, I don't know, it's not like the word of the year, I guess, for anybody. I mean,
no.
Anybody out there who's having like a
2021
grand old time,
not fun. Put it on your ledger. Not a good year. Speaking of just things not going that well, as everyone knows, I live in the woods. I help manage an Airbnb, and there actually haven't been...
No, you do?
Yeah, I know,
that's
right?
News to me.
Yeah, I know. I figured I'd tell you for the first time. But, you know, and that comes with lots of stuff. And no one's actually been here since just after Thanksgiving. So it's been pretty quiet. And that is good and bad for me. The good is that no one's here. So no one needs anything. But the bad is that, you know, I pay my full rent. Because that's sort of a thing that, you know, is built into the managing stuff on a really mm-hmm. busy month. You know, I might not pay much rent at all because, mm-hmm. you know, I get it back. But it's also a hassle. So we've got some folks come in on over the weekend. They're going to be here for 2 weeks. You know, it's kind of a long stay. And, you know, that's Christmas and New Year's. And it, you know, we've already kind of gone through the whole where they're like, well, we want to heat the pool. And I'm like, totally get that. You would not be able to swim in the pool otherwise. It's 32 degrees at night. And this is what it'll cost you. And it's like, well, can we have more information on what that means? It's like, oh, man, every time. It's always the same thing where someone's like, oh, sticker shock. Can you explain a little bit more about how this works? Where I'm like, we make no money off of this. None. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a service. And I'm the person who like flips on the switch. And I don't want you guys in the pool house trying to mess it up. You know, it's got to mm-hmm. be me. But
I mean, can you write like a little guide to the swimming pool like year round on your Airbnb profile? Because I've noticed like the more I do that, the more I just like put way too much detail on there. In fact, I have to do even more about like the firewood because everybody's asking about, do you supply firewood? And it's like, okay, like at some point when I have some time, I'm going to write a little blurb on there about the firewood because everybody asks about it. Or where's the recycle bin? Or, you know, like stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. When you run on propane, which we do for heat here, propane is not cheap. Propane not has anymore. Gone up in price.
Oh, yeah.
And that is just, you want to heat the pool? We can do it. You know, you're going to have a big old warm pool, but you have to pay for it.
It's not cheap.
Yeah, and like, if somebody...
It's such a luxury.
Well, and here's the thing about which I've, you know, I am intimately aware of now is that when the garbage comes on Wednesday, might come, might not. We don't have exceptional scheduled service with a lot of stuff out here. And if the propane tank goes dry, the entire house no longer has heat. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to schedule people to come out and like fill up the propane and hope that they come because I don't know. And so that's a whole thing that I have to explain to folks is like, you don't want the propane to run out. Okay. This is what it's going to cost you to heat your pool and have a fun, warm pool Christmas. Got it. Mm-hmm. Of course you want that, you know, but, oof. So this is all, you know, again, just something that you deal with regularly during the colder months. Of course, in the summer, nobody cares about heating a pool. But it has been raining here over the weekend. And when it rains, usually the power goes off. Sometimes for a while, sometimes just for a few minutes. But, you know, resets everything. We have a generator now that's supposed to work. And didn't work yesterday, derailed my entire day. And it was just like, because you can hear it, you know, when it kicks on, you can hear it. Mm-hmm. And not only that, Heather, but we've got a front gate, you know, open side to side, a big old wrought iron gate. Mm-hmm. And
I know all about your gate.
Yeah, all about the gate. And the gate, one of my worst nightmares, it has often, because things get stuck in the, you know, the slats, whatever. It has often been stuck open where it's like, you know, you feel a little bit less secure, but it's not the end of the world. You know, down by the gate is like not where anybody's hanging out. You know, you kind of wouldn't know. But if it's stuck closed, bad news. Well, through trial and error, I have learned that and thank goodness I'm back to full capacity where I can like push heavy things. I wasn't able to do that quite recently, but you can push the gate open. If it's stuck closed, like you're not going to like die in a fire. You know what I mean? Like you can push it open unless something is so wrong with the tracks that you can't push it open. Mm-hmm. So I noticed that the gate was closed, and I was like, I'm in my car. You know, I got Otis in the back, taking him to camp. Like, what do we do? So I get out, and I start pushing, and it's like, it's something's weird, you know? Like, usually it's like, it's hard to do, but it will push open. And I realized that the entire gate is off its tracks. Mm-hmm. It like has like jumped the fence literally, and like,
oh, no.
It won't open because we're not on like a smooth track. And so I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna die in here. I'm gonna die. Like, what? You know, like,
and
that
how do
feeling?
You lift that back like by yourself? You're a tiny person.
Can't be done. No way. Yeah. No way. So I called. Yeah, I mean, every gate company that I could find just on the internet over the weekend, like, please, emergency, come, you know, I can walk out. I can walk outside. You know, I can go to the store. I can get milk, but I can't drive. And that frightens me, you know? Anyway, it was fixed. And the person who fixed it, long story short, was like, you guys have all these acorns in like, in the way of the track. Like, I'm surprised this has never happened before. I'm like, truly, it's never. The gate, like, jumped off the tracks. That's not an acorn thing, you know? Yeah. Like, if anything, it would just, like, the acorn would get crushed while you're opening it. Still doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But that was a thing that I was dealing with. And this always happens when it rains, because rain makes everything soggy and stops working.
And that's why you ended up taking a very long nap.
Oh my God. Seriously.
To just recover from all the chaos. You know, it's funny. I mean, yesterday was actually really chaotic. I mean, it was a Monday. It kind of had Monday vibes, but I can't express to you the deluge of rain we had yesterday, Sarah. It was like flooding. I mean, it was like heavy raindrops, lots of them. Some say it was raining cats and dogs, like that kind of thing. And I had to drive. I actually had my appointment to get my Invisalign yesterday at 10 o'clock. And oh my God, it was the craziest drive. I was sliding. I have brand new tires. I have an all-wheel drive car. And the roads were so, this is like highway 101 too. So it's like, you know, I mean, it's two-lane road up here. So it's not as wide of a freeway as it is in the Bay Area or in LA. But there was so much water on the road. I mean, I had to have two hands on the wheel, 10 and two. Seriously, because I was getting
squirrely. Isn't that how people drive normally?
Well, I use actually one hand a lot, one arm. In fact, that's why I have tennis elbow. I realize that's part of why I have such a sore elbow all the time, is I notice I use my left arm, and the way I kind of lean it, it strains my arm. And I'm trying to train myself to like, maybe just use my right arm sometimes, but it feels weird, you know? And so, yeah, I'll just kind of have one arm on the wheel. I'm not always 10 and two. I'm not like an old lady, but,
pardon you. I'm 10 and two. Like,
I'm very much. Okay.
Well, I mean, sure. Maybe not 100% of the time, but like, I often feel like, you know, if someone like is behind me and sees my posture while driving, they're like, is she 85? Or, you know, because I'm just
Sarah.
Like, safety first, everybody.
Well,
let's
funny. I'm
be
like,
safe.
I'm like the like leaning back in my seat, got the one arm. Kind of, no, I'm just kidding. I'm actually not like that. I'm not like trying
foot
to look
foot out
cool
the window.
Yeah. but despite everything going on, Sarah, my birthday was actually pretty great. I know how much you like talking about birthdays, but I just want to say really quickly, thanks to everybody, including you, Sarah, for sending so many sweet messages throughout my birthday week. And just so much love from everybody. What can I say? I'm pretty popular. No, I'm just kidding. I did win some scratcher money thanks to my friends Teresa and Ian. And it was just
like lottery?
Yeah, like they gave me my age, the number of my age, which I'm not going to reveal here, in scratchers. And we actually had this party, this kind of dinner party. It was really fun. And I kind of gave them some too. So we could like, I didn't need to do them all myself, but I was the one that had the luck. Nobody else won anything, but I kept winning. I mean, it's like, aww. I won like $25 in like some extra like tickets.
That's
or
birthday magic.
I'm telling you, it was. It really was I hate to say it because it sounds, you know, like all of these things go in waves, you know, like the sadness with a death and then you kind of come out of it and then you're like, you can laugh. I mean, things still, life goes
on. It's almost sort of giddy.
It is. I've
been totally
punchy.
Because you're just like, this is so crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I've been really punchy lately. Like really just kind of delirious in a way. And so I've been like, yeah, like laughing like a maniac. I don't know. I mean, I think it's, I'm really glad that I got to take out some time and carve out some time in the midst of all this to enjoy myself, have some cocktails, have a good laugh. And my birthday present to myself wasn't, you know, all that, is not like really a pretty item or anything too exciting, but I did I'm investing in some new teeth. And that might sound like teeth to you all, because I'm actually wearing my Invisalign trays right now and I'm sounding slightly lispy.
You know, if you didn't say anything, I don't think anyone would have noticed.
Okay,
honestly,
cool. Well, let me know if you do notice. I mean, when I do the S's, there's certain letters that I can tell that I'm struggling over. But I think I'll get used to it. This just happened yesterday. And I jumped on the bandwagon of getting my teeth straightened in the mask age, you know, because I probably should have done this 2 years ago. If I would have known we'd be wearing masks for 2 years, I would have done it two years ago.
I didn't even think about that. No one will see your beautiful new teeth.
Exactly. But they won't have to see my, you know, my Invisalign teeth, which, you know, again, like I have friends who've had Invisalign. You've had Invisalign. And you can't really tell unless you're doing like a full tooth like grin. You know, they're clear, you know, it's not like I have braces, but I do have brackets on my teeth. And you know, I know that I was a little surprised because when I was a teenager, when my sister had extremely jumbled teeth, she had to have major braces for like 4 years. I mean, hers were like the worst teeth you could ever imagine. Sorry, Ness. But mine, I had these two, my top kind of, I guess, incisors were turned in a little bit, but like, it was kind of cute. Like I didn't mind it. And the dentist was
it's actually a thing. I've talked to some male friends about this, that they love the turned incisors.
I know. And it's really funny. I got a compliment last time I went to get my teeth cleaned. And the hygienist was like, you have like my favorite kind of teeth. Like not my bottom row. I know, it's so funny. But yeah, like the two top ones turn in a little bit. And they always have. And it's kind of always been like part of me and my smile. Like I've never known my teeth to be straight. But my bottom row has gotten really crooked and really crowded. And, you know, like you can't have Invisalign on one. You can't have it on the bottom or the top. You have to have both because it has to align your bite. And so, and we were actually discussing this morning, but my incisors have turned in a lot more. Like they're not as cute as they used to be. Like when I was a kid, they were just slightly turned. So I'm going to, what's cool with Invisalign is we can go into this however many months and like tweak it as we go. Cause you know, you change out trays every 2 weeks. I mean, you know how it goes. But I told him, I said, look, I don't even know what I'm going to look like if those incisors are super straight. Cause I've never had my top teeth that straight. I'm concerned. I want to look at them and maybe stop doing it at a certain point so that they don't go all the way back straight.
Yeah.
What was really, really cool yesterday. I mean, computer technology, man. I mean, I know you know, Sarah, you do a technology show, but man, the tooth like simulation that they have now, it shows every two trays, like you can go every two trays on the like timeline.
And how it's going to change.
Yes. Yeah. And the way she kind of scrolled it, she's like, take a look at this. So she scrolled all the way. Cause I mean, I got to have these in for like 36 trays, which is basically a year and a half. It's a big commitment. You know, like I said, I'm like a 7 out of 10 in terms of like crookedness now. And you know, there's some complexity because my teeth are very like close together, but that simulation was so cool. I mean, I was like, my mouth widened. I mean, it's going to change my face, you know, like, cause I mean, it moves your bones. I mean, it's kind of intense when you think about it.
There have been folks who, I don't know. I mean, people that, when I looked at them, when I met them, their teeth were messed up. And like messed up, like, does it bother you? If it doesn't bother me, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And they have gone through the braces route, sometimes Invisalign, sometimes traditional braces. And, you know, it is jarring. It's not jarring to you because you're, you know, it's a slow roll, you know, over 36 trays, right? But when you haven't seen somebody for like, I don't know, a year plus kind of thing, and you're like, oh my God, look at your smile.
I know. You know what's really funny? You're going to notice, Sarah, because I mean, I was like, wow. Like you could see my mouth widened, like my whole face widened, like in a really great way. And I think for me, I don't really mind the crookedness. Like, I'm not like, I'm not so vain where I'm like, I actually kind of like a little bit of crooked teeth, but it, you, I've been getting pressure. And so it's more like, it's going to get worse over time. I might as well like kind of fix it now. But for me, it's like, I've noticed that my smile is different because these teeth are going inward. It changes your mouth. It changes your smile. And so
it does. I mean, it's all part of a face. I'm excited for you.
Thanks. I
told you the other day and you were like, what? I've had braces 3 times.
I can't believe that. Wow.
Yeah. Well, so when I was little, like in fourth grade, I had braces for the first time. You know, my teeth were messed up, kind of thing. But when you're that age, it's like the eye teeth aren't necessarily down yet.
Yeah.
So it was like I got everything straightened, but I had all these gaps where teeth were supposed to fill in eventually.
Yeah.
And I was just one of those kids where like those teeth did not want to drop. They were there. They were on an x-ray. Mm-hmm. They just weren't coming down. Mm-hmm. So after a few years, it's like, I mean, you're not going to have a, like a 10, 11 year old like wear her retainer as religiously as she should. You know, because you got to keep those spaces open.
Yeah.
So I just didn't. And then like everything got all messed up. So I had braces again. This was pre-Invisalign. The second round of braces I got. First round was silver. The second round was like the clear braces, which are actually way worse. Cause, like,
why? Because they just, get stained.
Your mouth is. Yeah. Like you eat mustard and your mouth is just like bright yellow. It's just horrible.
Yeah, that is you might as well just, gross, actually.
You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that was so long ago. And then, yeah, as an adult, my bottom row, kind of like yours, Heather, not quite as severe, but same idea, where I was like, things are kind of going, getting a little weird with the bottom row. So I got Invisalign and it wasn't super dramatic. I kind of just had to fix a few teeth. However, I still haven't worn my retainer after that, and that was back in 2008. So,
Sarah,
who knows? Maybe I'll have Invisalign yet again. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to. I mean, a year and a half of like I have to take these things out every time. Like I keep thinking of like summertime when I want to pick berries, you know, like in the garden, just kind of randomly. I'm gonna have to take my teeth out. You know, it's like my trays that is. But you know, I'll get used to it, and I'm excited. I mean, I think it'll be really fun to see the change. And you know, why not? I mean, why not? I think this is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I wanted to give you guys a quick update on my Christmas tree DIY. I know you all are at the edge of your seat.
I certainly am.
I want to let you know that it was a total epic fail. It was the Christmas tree fail of 2021 a DIY goes sideways, quite literally. So I'm binge watching the other day. I don't do this on like during the day. I know Sarah, you and I talk about this a lot, but I have a hard time watching TV during the day. Even on the weekend, the time for me, if it's pouring rain or like really cold and we have a fire in the fireplace, it's like there's a coziness to it that I can do it during the day, but I feel guilty. It's not even just feeling guilty. I feel like a slug, you know? And by the end of it, even if I watch a couple episodes, I just feel yucky. It's hard for me to justify doing it. But I did do it on Sunday because I just wanted to chill and it was raining and it was cold. And I just like wanted to make the time to like not, because I'm always like trying to be productive, you know? And I'm like, you know, you should just take your mind off things.
Treat yourself.
And so we, in between kind of rain spurts, we went out and you know, basically used clippers to cut this little, it's like a very Charlie Brown tree. And it's really cute, you know, it's kind of sad and cute, like at the same time. And I thought it was just neat, like getting a tree out of my yard, because my dad and I used to do it, but like he was more of an expert and he just knew which ones to pick and which ones not to pick. But you know, there's a few things that I didn't think about you know, before I did this. And as we all know, everything comes with a price. And I've always been fond of this expression. Somebody in my a previous life used to say it all the time, and I think it's one of my favorite expressions. It's just because you can doesn't mean you should. So number one, my tree had no trunk. It was essentially a branch, and so it was very unsteady. It was very, very Charlie Brown, to the point of like not being very cute. Like I could not screw the, you know, like the base. It wasn't really sturdy. And so that was a problem. So I was grueling over trying to bolster it at the bottom. See, that was a hard word to say, actually. Number two, the needles were so sharp and I got welts. And here's the thing. When you go to a Christmas tree farm, there is a certain type of tree that they sell or they grow. It's usually, I think, a Douglas fir, because the needles are actually not sharp. They're kind of flat and soft.
Douglas fir or a traditional pine.
Yeah, or like a pine. But like around here,
it sort of depends on what you got.
Yeah, and around here, we have a lot of Sitka spruce. And Sitka spruces and redwoods, obviously, not really, we don't have any redwoods on the property, but they're mostly Sitka spruces. And man, those things are sharp. I mean, seriously, there's just certain types of trees you just don't want in your house. So lesson learned, I'm debating whether to just ditch this guy and get like an actual tree from a farm or from a lot or something. But let me know how your tree trimming is going. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. Do that. I did not get a tree. I haven't gotten a tree since I moved out of my parents' home when I was quite young. I am not the person who goes the extra mile to decorate, but I appreciate it in others. You know, you go over to someone's house, you're like, oh, this is so cute.
Yeah,
a friend
of
mine, he lives not too far from me now. He sent me a photo of like, he had like, you know, a cute little like Merry Christmas thing that, you know, that he had hanging, you know, between two rooms and a tree and everything. And I'm like, that looks so nice. Mm-hmm. I really like it. I'm not going to do it because, you know, I just want to sit around and watch TV. Not during the day, though. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that one, Heather. I cannot watch TV until like 8 p.m.
Yeah, it's hard for me.
It's like I don't want to fall asleep. Because if I start too late, then I'm just going to nod off. But I can't have the TV on during the day. It makes me feel really
weird.
Maybe
more like, I think 7:30, 8 o'clock is when I usually watch something before I go to bed. But I wish that I could, because there's something really soothing. And I can't really binge, you know, because I don't stay up as late as I used to.
The weekends. The weekends are for binging.
Yeah,
I'm very much a Saturday, Sunday, all bets are off. If my chores are done, I'm sitting around watching.
See, I have
television.
A hard time doing it then too. It's like I don't know what's wrong with me. I need to train myself, untrain myself, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well. I'm glad that did the tree situation end up being okay?
Oh,
is the tree still
in
the house?
I didn't even finish the story. So long story short, I was sitting binge watching, and I'll talk about that a little later in the show, but, I believe it was Succession, and both my cats were in my lap, and I saw them, both of their heads just like dart to the corner, and the tree fell, and I didn't catch it. I was, kind of stuck under a blanket and under two felines on the couch. I didn't catch it. It fell over, and it was very dramatic and sad because it broke. I have a lot of really cute glass ornaments, and one of my favorite ones broke. I don't even know where to buy it anymore. It's not even available. And it was just like, man, come on. Can't I just have like a normal like Christmas tree? No, I guess not. I guess I can't. But it's okay. We're leaving next week. I don't feel like going to get another tree at this point is worth it. So I re-bolstered it. I think it's probably okay at this point. Hopefully it doesn't fall over again.
I appreciate your commitment to the craft. When I was a kid, we always lived, you know, in the country of sorts. And, you know, we always cut down a tree for Christmas, always. And depending on where we lived, because we lived in lots of different places, you know, it would be like, what's the like cool Christmas tree farm nearby? Well, it turns out in Sebastopol, California, where I spent most of my formative years, there are lots of Christmas tree farms. Because it's like, I mean, it's just, it might as well, it's either a vineyard or a bunch of pine trees or whatever. Like they're all over the place. And everyone kind of has their favorite. You know, you can like go get some, you know, apple cider and take a little where you get in the wagon, you know, at this Christmas tree farm, you know, it's like super fun for kids. And there are other places where it's like just the best trees. And we always did that. And I never thought it was weird. It was just what you did. You had to do it. And eventually, my, you know, my dad passed away. I moved away. My mom was kind of like doing her like tree thing, and the trees kept just getting smaller and smaller because she's like, I don't want to deal with this. And now she's got a fake tree, and it's so pretty. You know, bring it out every year, put the ornaments on it. All good. We're fine. And there was a time in my life where I would have been like, fake tree, we're not that family. And now I'm like, oh my God, it's like totally the way to go. Because you don't have the problems that it's you were just describing, Heather.
It is a mess. And like my cat drinks the water and like messes up with the, like all the needles are falling on the floor. I know it is. And you have to water a tree a lot. It drinks a lot of water. You have to do it like almost every day. I mean, it's a live tree.
It used to really bother me when the tree had to be like, take the ornaments off, put the ornaments back in the box, up in the garage.
It's a pain in the butt.
And the tree has to go somewhere. It used to really like freak me out.
Well, it's also really depressing when you see them on like people's, like at their garbage bins, you know, like you see them after Christmas and they look so sad and brown. And
even like bouquets of flowers. I have a hard time buying bouquets of flowers, even though I love them. But it's like when they turn, I feel really bad.
I know.
I've always like I just feel like, what do I do? I mean, I feel so bad. Like you were such beautiful flowers and now you're just going in the garbage.
And now you're dead.
And now
that's the cycle of life, Sarah.
It is. Well, speaking of life, this is actually kind of hopefully a positive note in everybody's week. I don't know if anyone else has adopted a Muppet cat recently, but I have. And boy, is he great. He is. So I'm talking about Ralphie the cat. I talked about, you know, we've kind of been through some stuff already. But he is just such a funny little Muppet. And I don't know how else to explain, like, how Muppet-like he is. He just, you know, he's got these big polydactyl feet. He loves for you to, like massage his feet.
What?
You know, like when you do it,
cats
he's like,
hate getting their feet rubbed.
No, he loves it.
Oh, that's
he
so loves funny.
It. And he has huge feet. You know, there's just there. It's when he walks, you're
it's like comical.
Oh, it is. He kind of walks at like a funny angle. So we do lots of feet massaging, and he's got a new thing. He and Otis sleep on the couch together at night because, you know, nobody wants to sleep with me. Fine. But eventually, around 6, if I'm not already up by 6:30, he'll get onto the bed and just be like, you know, and kind of, you know, he kind of like touches me gently with his big mitten feet.
He sounds so cute.
He's really cute. And I, it's weird because especially when he seemed like he was ill and I was really worried about it, you know, I thought a lot about, like, did I adopt a cat just, you know, too soon? And, you know, I should have, like, properly grieved Lucy better. And, you know, was this really a great idea? And, you know, you have those feelings. Anytime the house is disrupted and you're trying to figure out, like, okay, how do we get back to, you know, normal, you know, and everybody's calm and, you know, happy. And I wasn't totally sure about it. And I will say, Ralphie is 100% part of the team now. He and Otis get along great. He has his funny little, like, weird moments. It's always after breakfast where he's like, I'm crazy, you know? And he just, like, runs around and kind of just, like, he kind of has a, because his back legs are funny, like, he has sort of like a bunny hop.
Yeah, that's, my Zig has that too. It's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so cute. And he's doing really good.
Good.
And I am, you know, I woke up this morning and I had been dreaming about Lucy the cat. And I mean, the dream nothing of any consequence happened in the dream, but she was in the dream, you know, and I was petting her and like the way that she felt, you know, and I woke up this morning and I was a little sad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, it wasn't that long ago that she was just part of my life every day, you know, for so many years. And she just isn't anymore. But, you know, Ralphie needed a good home, and
you did a good thing.
It's not like
he's replacing my best. Lucy. You know, that's the cool thing about animals is they're all so different. You know, yeah. And they all have different quirks, and you know, so he's not filling the hole that is Lucy, but he's just an addition to your family.
He's opening a new door.
Exactly.
I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's true. Like, I mean, he doesn't remind me of Lucy at all. Even my black cat Sam, who passed away a few years ago. Like, I mean, they're both black cats, but besides that, like, they're not the same at all. Mm-hmm. He's an individual. And yeah, it's been honestly like after this damn year, I feel like it has brought some like unexpected joy back to the house. So I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
I'm so glad. Well, I think it was meant to be that you adopted Ralphie, and he's probably such a happy kitty in your house, and you did the right thing. But I get it. I get that sort of like it's like you don't want to move on, but you have to move on, and you just do. Life goes on. You'll never forget Lucy, and she'll always be with you. Ugh.
I mean, she was world's most perfect cat. I there is no replacing her.
She was definitely a survivor. She was a tough one.
She was. But
never
and
forget.
And it's funny because, you know, I follow, well, Otis. Otis has an Instagram account. So Otis follows lots of other pet owners on his account. Of course, it's not run by me. It's run by him.
Of course.
Of course. But, you know, there are a lot of, you know, pets dying or, you know, pets, you know, having to go to the vet for whatever reason. And, you know, there's a lot of that goes on his timeline. And sometimes it's hard for me because it's just painful. It's painful to think about somebody else, you know, having to put their pet down or, you know, all that stuff. It's like, it's hard. But I think, you know, I always think to myself like, okay, well, what's the solution? You know, if you can't handle this, is the solution just to never have any other pets? Mm-hmm. And that's not my solution because that's what, like, makes me happy is, you know, being a cat dog mom.
Yep.
So yeah, you know, life goes on.
It does. And it's like I try not to think about, you know, when like that crazy, all those tornadoes hit the South and you don't really hear a lot about like the animals, like what happened to the pets, you know? And I try not to go there. But that's like the first thing I think about. But anyway, before we go down a depressing rabbit hole, you know, and I know Sarah that Succession on HBO is a great show. And I would say it's probably one of the best HBO shows in a minute, you know, since Sopranos. I mean, I think there's been a few other good ones in between, but boy, is it satisfying watching that show. It's just, you know, it's a good one.
It's a great show. I've never loved a horrible bunch of people so much.
Totally.
You know, and I just really care about them all.
I know. I mean, I don't know if I care about their well-being and their happiness, but I do want to see what they're up to. And I care about them in that sense, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the other day, so Succession, the season 3 finale was on Sunday night, so a couple days ago, and we were all discussing our excitement and anticipation for this finale in Discord. Shout out to you, Mike and Tina, and others who were equally as excited. And then, about the same time, Sex and the City decided to reboot, and you know, I mean, the news has been out there for a while. It premiered within this last week. So I was kind of toggling between the two, which is kind of a weird thing to do. But I told myself when I heard about the reboot, I was like, oh, God, no. Why? Like, it was so over, you know, like those movies after the series were just, I don't know, put the nail in the coffin for me. Seemed like such a waste of time. But I was so curious. It was just like the curiosity. I could not. It was like kind of like an earworm. You know, it's like you have this information. You know that this thing is out there. You don't want to watch it. You told yourself, don't do it. It's a waste of time. But it like creeps up in your brain. Like I was this nagging this nagging curiosity.
You're so funny. Like, I was like, Sex and the City reboot? Yes, I'll watch. Like, didn't even think about it.
I don't know. I think I'm sort of like slightly embarrassed that I needed to watch it. But I also, you know, and the thing is, it's a hate watch for me, for sure. And so, okay, let's talk about hate watching, because I want to read like this definition that I think is pretty comprehensive from the Urban Dictionary. If any of you don't really know what it means, it's kind of obvious, but there are some distinctions. So hate watching is distinct from enjoying a guilty pleasure, which you might mistake it as a guilty pleasure, wherein you like something despite its obvious badness. A hate watch show is one the viewer genuinely despises but cannot stop watching. This could be because it's so important they feel they have to, because it has enough promise that they hope it gets better, because it's so well-crafted in its terribleness that the badness itself is noteworthy, or because they enjoy the adrenaline that pure revulsion can bring. Whatever the reason, the hate watcher can't look away from the train wreck. And I think that just sort of defines it really well, because I was like, well, is Sex and the City a guilty pleasure for me? Because maybe that's what it is, you know, like it totally could be. And I was sort of curious about this, like, is this a guilty pleasure, or did I actually hate watch it? And did I enjoy it? And no, I actually didn't really, but I had to watch it at least for the water cooler, you know, and there was so much eye rolling, my brain hurt. But every once in a while, I will need this, you know, hate watch feeling. And one of the other recent shows where the badness was so good, I just could not stop myself from binging it. I'm kind of embarrassed to say, I don't know if you've seen this one, Sarah, but it's a show called You, Y-O-U.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Okay. It stars Penn Badgley. He was in Gossip Girl. And it is apparently it was originally a Lifetime show. And then Netflix bought it. And so that kind of makes sense, because it has that kind of hokiness, that corniness. It's like, it's just, there is moments that are so painful, but I needed to see it. I have seen all three seasons. I even watched the latest season.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, honestly. I mean, I have my shows where I'm like, I understand this isn't for the general public. Gen Pop, not watching this show that I'm watching, but you get kind of transfixed, and it feels like, you know, we were talking about, like, you know, that idea of like, oh, it's hard to like sit down and watch a show ever because we're all so busy. But like when you get the one, you're like, sometimes you're like, I mean, me, I, you know, live in a house alone with just a dog and a cat, but you know, I kind of look to the left and the right, like I look weird right now. But like, I'm happy and I'm watching it, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. No, you got to embrace it. Yeah. And it's funny. It fills a certain bucket, you know, it just does. And it's not the same bucket that Succession fills, or like a really good Oscar worthy movie. But there is something so satisfying about the hate watching. And I would like to know from you guys, do you like to hate watch? And if so, I would like to know what you like to hate watch.
Yeah, email us at what are the series?
Email us at hiatavesuchagoodday.com.
Heather has, laid across what she's been watching. I mean, you know me. I love Married at First Sight, Love After Lockup, all the Housewives. Never miss a show. I mean, I've got a lot of hate watching going on.
But is it hate watching or guilty pleasure?
It's not really.
What's the distinction in your mind?
I think the shows that I just mentioned, like, I'm legit excited to watch these shows. It's reality television. I'm just a reality television person.
Yeah.
I don't hate watch any of that stuff. There are certain episodes where I'm like, ugh, cringe. God, this is really bad. You know, but I'm still like enjoying myself. I don't know that I've hate watched anything. I mean, I think like, I don't know. I mean, if there were some sort of a series on a politician that I just hate, you know, like, would that be hate watching? Like, I just wouldn't watch it, you know, like I can't think of anything that I watch where I'm like, God, I hate this, but it's so good. I actually just like it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, it's kind of a hard distinction. you know, I'm going to think about this a little bit more. Let's marinate on this. But we'd love to hear from you guys out there. Maybe you have a great way of describing the distinction between guilty pleasure and hate watching. Don't forget to email us early and often.
Early and often. Hi, I'd have such a good day. Nudge, nudge.
We love
getting your emails. Wink. Come on, y'all. Get to typing. Speaking of, we've gotten good emails this week. And so, you know, thank you in advance. Just a reminder, quick reminder, that we are totally community supported on the show. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where you can find out more about directly contributing to this show and being part of the team. If you're not already, those at the $5 and up per month level get to join our Patreon, which is... get to join our Discord, which is so great, and I love everybody in there so much. So shout out to y'all. And if you don't want to do it, not required, but it's sort of a fun way to meet your peers in between shows. And we got a really sweet message from Kyle, 2120's Tuxedo Cat. Kyle the cat, we respect your privacy, so we're not gonna read the email out loud, but it was very touching, and thank you very much. And Heather, we also got a real nice one that was directed towards you from PPE.
Love PPE. They have actually written us quite a few nice messages. So yeah, they said, "Heather, you are endowed with a fortitude that I know I could never match. Condolences does not cut it. Forge on, Miss Frank." In fact, the forge on, Miss Frank has been a little bit of a mantra for me. So thank you. I think it's very, very well put. The power that survivors, descendants, beneficiaries have is not simply memorializing those we lose, but getting to choose what we keep alive of them, passing some of the best bits on to people we know now, people we may be lucky to know later, and even strangers who might feel lucky themselves to have been graced with a little piece of our ancestry through us in chance encounters. Hearts, many, many hearts, Heather. So
that's
sweet.
So nice.
I know.
That's really, really nice. And
it made me really happy.
So many of you have had kind words. I mean, it's been a year, but Heather's had really, really a year. And you know, and she's not alone. These things do happen.
But also lots of little good bits in between. You know, it's not all bad. It's there's been so many silver linings and so many good times and so much other good stuff in between. Because, you know, you kind of just, life does go on.
Yeah, you just, that's the way you gotta do it. You need to forge on, Ms. Frank.
You too, Ms. Lane.
That's a good one. You should get matching hoodies.
I love it. Forge on. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's very encouraging.
Yeah. It's we really appreciate not to get super deep, but it's been a rocky road in many ways, and Heather here is the most positive person I can think of, you know, considering how much stuff that she's gone through. And, you know, I had a weird year myself, and it continues to be weird. Hey, you know, we still got half a month left. What's next?
But maybe the weirdness keeps it exciting, you know?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I hope so. But with that, we're going to wrap up this here show. So happy to have y'all along for the ride, as always. We'll be doing it again next week. What stories will we reveal?
Well, in the meantime, y'all, forge on, kiddos, as they
forge,
say in succession.
Forge.
We will
forge
miss you until
kiddos.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you, kiddo. Logan Roy.
So
wonderful
great.
Man. Yeah. All right, everybody, we will see you next week. Thank you so much for watching and listening, or actually just listening, because we don't actually do a video show anymore.
No.
I'm just used to saying that. Wah, wah. Until next week, I will remain Sarah.
And I will be Heather forever.
Have such a good day.